if you are on the consumer side, have fun with your tribalism. Enjoy it. There's nothing wrong with doing CrossFit for 6 months and then being like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm doing spin classes and I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm going to do Orange Theory and I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm going to go bodybuild. And then that leads into you doing a physique competition. Like you as a consumer can do all of that. You as a fitness professional, you can niche down and be like, yo, I only train people for physique competitions. But the moment you say that training for a physique competition is the only way to get in the best shape of your life and is better than anything else, you have taken a step backwards. You are taking a step backwards and you're taking the fitness industry with you.
I'm kicking down the door, snatching the 5 mics on my own. Bucking shots at the throne, put the crown on my dome. I ambush MCs when weakness is shown. I'm victory prone, get with me, no, I'm in my zone. Picture me rolling, give me the paparazzi phone number. I'll chop these niggas down the lumber and do your life. 3 motherfuckers in the pool, that's 6 feet underneath. See, you'll never defeat me, you're beneath me. Bitch, I'm a clumsy rapper, always tripping, always ripping them up on some wet tissue, shitting on them. And I will never wipe. I'm aiming for your head, get severed with one swipe. I'm better than anyone you can name.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to the XG Vision and Grind, the one and only podcast that merges fitness, mindset, lifestyle, and culture. And you are rocking with your host, the one and only Mr. Double Up. Welcome in, y'all. Welcome to today's show. Lord have mercy. What an amazing time. I'm feeling good, man. We are just entering fall. So it's that weird time where it's like still dark in the morning. I actually like that. I actually like when it's dark when I'm up because the energy just feels different. It's calmer. Am I lying? Like it feels calmer. When the sun comes up, in the morning, it just starts to feel chaotic. It starts to feel like, and then you get, you know, especially if you have to commute somewhere, you've got everybody trying to get somewhere and they're just honking their horns and it's just a lot of anxious energy. But when the sun is just barely coming out, it's just beautiful. It's serene. But in about 3 weeks, we're going to throw the time backwards and, you know, whatever. But outside of that, man, I'm feeling good. I hope y'all feeling good today, man. I'm feeling good in good spirits, but physically, man, I'm feeling like it's time for a change. So that's kind of where I'm going to go with this today's episode, because this is the last couple of days of September when I'm recording this, and starting October 1st. First of all, starting October 1st is the next round of grind season. So if you are, honestly, by the time you hear this, we will have already kicked off and we've got a lot of people already signed up. Hopefully you are one of them listening. If not, the next round is going to kick off in January. I'm hyped about that. If y'all listen to the things that I say about grind season, it's legitimately like it's a life-changing program. So before I go into like the changes I'm going to make with my fitness, let's just talk about real quick what goes down in grind season and why it's so powerful. There's 10 tenets to grind season. All right. If you follow these 10 rules, that's it. You will see extraordinary results, both physically and mentally and damn near spiritually. Your entire life will change. Your outlook on life will change. And the results from the last round, just phenomenal. Like people were losing. Somebody lost over 20. Two people lost over 20 pounds. Okay. Somebody lost 15 pounds. Somebody overcame a negative relationship with food where she was starving herself before. And now she is nourishing her body, putting in the physical work. I mean, goddamn, there was so many positive changes that came from that. But I'll keep it real simple and brief for you. So the 10 tenets of grind season. Number one, train and condition your body. Mandatory. All these are mandatory. Number two, train and condition your mind. Number three, fuel your body properly. Number four, track your progress. Number five, meditate daily. Number six, get 7 hours of sleep. Number seven, contribute to the community. Number eight, embrace accountability. Number nine, no fucking alcohol. And number 10, no excuses. Just think about that. If you stuck to these 10 tenets for your entire life, number one, but in the context of just 8 weeks, imagine how your body's going to change when you're consistently training your body, when you're consistently training your mind, when you are consistently fueling your body properly, nourishing your body, giving yourself the ability to rest and recover properly. Like, and then owning it when you don't, when you slip up, because it will happen. And that's the idea of contributing to the community, is having other people, like putting other people first before yourself. If everybody put others first before themselves, we'll all be taken care of, because somebody's always going to be looking out for you. That's what I'm creating within this motherfucking community. Whoa. Okay. So with that being said, also on October 1st, I am going to be drastically changing my training style. So by the time you hear this, honestly, it will be October 1st and I'll be engaging in this new training style. So if you guys know, VXG Performance and Nutrition specializes in body composition and fat loss through functional strength training and customized nutrition plans. So I'm a huge advocate for functional strength training. It's literally progressive strength training with a functional component to it, which just really means relating it to things that you do in real life. Personally, though, and there's this hierarchy, right? When you think about your goals, the reason why you are doing and engaging in exercise for any reason. So start to check off these boxes. And I want you, as you're listening to this, to think about, you know, why are you training? Why do you want to be in shape? So is it number one, to be stronger, to perform better? Is that why you want to do it? No, is it because you just want to do something fun and engaging? Is that what it is? Is it because you want to lose weight and be healthier? Is it because you want to create a specific aesthetic? These are all very common reasons why people work out. But one of the forgotten ones is to alleviate and avoid pain. And you know why that one is forgotten? Because we always associate pain with progress when it comes to training, when it comes to anything exercise related. We think soreness is a sign of a good workout. And while it can be, it's usually a sign of poor recovery. But I say that to say that over years of squatting heavy and bench pressing and deadlifting and doing all these things that I believe contribute to maximal force power output and are a staple in my program and have been a staple in not only my program, but the programming of many of my clients who are able to do these movements, just your wear and tear starts to happen. So I've been dealing for the past, honestly, it's been like 7 years on and off, just like perpetual lower back pain. I've seen doctors, I've seen chiropractors, and there's nothing wrong. It's just, I think it's a postural thing, and I think it's also just a matter of just carrying that load. So I am switching for the next 30 days. I am going to be exclusively working with body weight and calisthenics. So the idea is, number one, is it going to alleviate the pain? Because again, I am a huge advocate for functional strength training. And as a component of functional strength training, we focus on the four abilities, right? So we're talking about flexibility. We're talking about stability. We're talking about mobility and agility, okay? But there's a give and take, right? So the heavier you're lifting, the more you're focusing on hypertrophy and building muscle, it is a lot of times at the expense of flexibility and mobility, especially if you're lifting heavier and you're building this muscle, you're starting to lose a lot of your flexibility. And so with imbalances and that the muscle tightness, you're going to experience some tweaks in the kinetic chain, you know? And for me, it manifests a lot of times in lower back pain, very often in knee pain, right? And that's why if you see any of my workouts that I prescribe, like I really emphasize the warm-up, because the warm-up is necessary. We can't skip that. But in the context of calisthenics and body weight, I'm going to be creating this program for myself with a consultation from people who I believe are experts in the field. And one of the major components of it is flexibility and mobility, because that is my weak spot. I don't have the flexibility and range of motion that I would like naturally. And at 40, it's just part of it comes with the turf, but another part of it comes with just my training style. So I encourage you guys to tap in with me. I am going to be documenting this entire process on YouTube and TikTok, and you hear a little bit about it here. So if you're not following me on those platforms, I need you to do that right now. In fact, I'm going to just take a deep breath real quick. Go Mr. Double Up, MRDUBBLUP on TikTok and YouTube. Go find it now. All right, go find it. And then while you're doing shit for me, hit that subscribe button and make sure that you are locked in. If you haven't already, please, oh, please, oh, please leave a review. Let me know how you love the content that we have here. And then shoot me a message and let me know what you want me to talk about, because I love tapping in with you guys. This is still the first season of this podcast. And like I said, like my goal with this was to first of all, just to give you a piece of my world and understand. I wanted to enlighten and educate, because that's the main focus of this, is fitness, mindset, lifestyle, and culture. Okay, so I touch on all of those things within these episodes, but I do want to start bringing on guests. And the only guest I've had on this podcast so far has been my wife. She's been on twice, and we've had phenomenal conversations. We're going to continue to do that. Who would you like me to have on this podcast? Let me know. You know what I mean? But let's get to the topic of today's show. So the topic of today is tribalism within fitness. And I think it works perfect, because you heard me and my spiel about functional strength training. And while I believe functional strength training is top tier, while I believe that functional strength training is the gateway to pretty much any result that you want, whether it be any of those things that I mentioned, whether you want to have some fun, whether you want to lose some weight, whether you want to improve your performance in all areas of life, like functional strength training is top tier for me. But I do not discount any other training style. Like you heard me just say, I am willing and putting myself through a calisthenics program, number one, to see how my body responds, but number two, just to try something different, because I believe that there is no like end all be all when it comes to fitness. There's so many different things that you can subscribe to that will get you a particular result. I believe that way, but I'm in a minority when it comes to that, especially if you take a look at the voices, the prominent voices in the fitness industry. A lot of people are steadfastly connected to a particular style of either training, nutrition, or just philosophy around fitness, and it creates tribalism. Now, I don't believe tribalism is a horrible thing, like altogether, but I do believe that it's such a limiting way of looking at things in anything. You know, my brother works for All Elite Wrestling. And if you are a wrestling fan in any way, shape, or form, you know what I'm talking about when it comes to tribalism. It's like AEW versus WWE. And you got people who are like, AEW is horrible. Everything about it sucks. And they love WWE and vice versa. Meanwhile, a person like me can enjoy both, because I enjoy wrestling. You know what I mean? And the same thing here with fitness. It's the same exact thing of like, no training style is better than any other. In fact, I can honestly probably find a flaw, at least one flaw, but probably more, in every line of thinking that is so in absolutes. You know, we've seen it. Like, you've got people who will bang their head against the wall telling you that carnivore is the best way to eat. And they will cite all of these peer-reviewed papers and all of these online internet doctors that are constantly promoting this way of eating. And you know what? I don't believe that, number one, I don't believe that, based on my knowledge of how the body works, I don't believe that carnivore diet is very beneficial in the big picture. But number two, it's like, why would you go as far as to say that carnivore is the best and only way to do things? when there are, and it's not just the carnivore people, I'm not picking on y'all, the vegan crowd, like the vegan crowd. I had somebody come at me the other day because I made a post about a post that I saw somebody make about pork being a superfood. So I was talking about the benefits of eating pork. And this person came out and was like, y'all black folks still eating that swine. I'm vegan or whatever the fuck. He said, I'm plant-based. And I'm like, bruh, I get that. If plant-based does it for you, that's great. Congratulations. But that does not make you better than anybody. And that does not mean that a plant-based diet is the best way to go. For some people, that doesn't work. For some people, it doesn't work from a enjoyment standpoint. For some people, it doesn't work because plant-based doesn't automatically mean healthy. So they're not getting the nutrients that they need just because they've exiled meat from their diet. Like that's not quite it. You know what I'm saying? I think there can be benefits to a plant-based diet. I've tried it. I went 6 months on a plant-based diet. And though I don't believe there's a direct correlation, the coincidence of me removing meat and then subsequently hurting myself in the gym just had me thinking. And there was a, because when I went vegetarian, we'll call it vegetarian, I went from 210 to 185 in the course of maybe 6 weeks. And I'm thinking, I lost all this weight. But a lot of that was muscle mass because I was 210, but I was yoked, six pack, big shoulders, broad, fuck out of here. And, I became skinny, big, and I got a big head. So you can say it, I was skinny and it just wasn't working for me. I didn't like it within 6 months. And the dumb part, I was losing my hair. My libido dropped. Like there was just so many things that, and I'll be honest, like I was not I wasn't as educated in nutrition as I am now. So I was not bringing in the right amino acids and creating complete protein within my diet to sustain lean muscle development. I just wasn't. I was probably in a severe calorie deficit because I was eating with quinoa and fucking black beans and vegetables all day. And it just didn't work for me. Doesn't mean that it's not beneficial in some way, shape, or form. It just means it didn't work for me. So I don't believe that any of these particular, but you see how these people online, they're like zealots. They just, they clamor on about how their way of thinking, their way of operating is just so much better and so superior to everybody else. And it's just damaging to the general population because they, you know, the average person doesn't know how to properly decipher between like useful information and bullshit. So if you're charismatic and you are delivering a message that this is better than that, whether it's, you know, you're a dude with a six pack and don't get it twisted. You'll have people over here talking about keto is the best. And then come to find out these motherfuckers are on testosterone, and steroids. And that's how they got their physique. You know what I mean? It's crazy like that. So I wanted to take time in this episode for anybody who is in the fitness industry. If you are the type of person that locks in on a particular way of thinking, locks in on a particular style of training, number one, like justify it. Like, why do you like it? Because I can listen to that. If you just tell me like, this is why I enjoy this over everything else, because I just told you why I enjoy functional strength training over everything else. But you see, I'm also open-minded enough to try something different. Okay. And I'm going to document the process. So you'll see at the end, I'll be like, this fucking sucked. Or I'll be like, yo, look at how my body looks right now. I feel better every day. Like I could tell you one or the other, right? But I'm willing and I've tried different diets. I've done keto. I've done paleo. I've done, what's the other one? The caveman. Like we've done these things, vegetarian, pescatarian. I've tried it all. That's how I know what works for me. Like right now I have a balanced diet and it completely works for me. Because it allows me to, number one, like there's no restriction, but on top of that, I enjoy it. Like I enjoy eating every day. It's just whatever, you know what I mean? But it's not just in the nutrition realm. Like, there are particular training styles that people will bang the ground and plant their flag and say, this is the best and only way you should be training. Like, don't ever, ever, ever get into a conversation with a CrossFit person about how detrimental CrossFit can be in the big picture. No, like that, they're a cult. Yeah, say that. Shout out to the CrossFit folks. I've tried CrossFit because when I first got into becoming a personal trainer, the culture that I was a part of in that gym was just really like anti-CrossFit. So I just latched onto it because those were the people I admired as my peers. So I'm like, okay, if they don't fuck with CrossFit, I don't fuck with CrossFit. I didn't know anything about it. Then when I moved out here to Florida, one of the gyms that I trained at was a CrossFit gym, and I helped them build that gym. So I got to get really close with some of the coaches in CrossFit. They were cool people. I worked for it wasn't actually CrossFit. It's kind of a spinoff of CrossFit. And they actually taught me how to train these classes. So I get it and I understand it and I put myself in it. So I would never say that CrossFit is like, I don't demonize CrossFit, but I also don't at all believe that it's the best shit. But the community and the fun and like those people, they're together and they enjoy that. That's their thing, you know, more power to them. But that, you know, that goes with anything. You've got people who are calisthenic junkies and will sit up here and tell you that body weight is the only way to go. No, there is no only way to go. All right, now, if you have fun jumping online and arguing with people, go for it, man. Just fucking do it, man. I think that is where a lot of people get the most enjoyment from when it comes to tribalism, is engaging in these arguments and creating a stance that it puts you in this like entertaining troll like position online and in person, and you can say this is better. Have fun. But I just think when we, especially as fitness professionals, pour too much into that, we are doing everybody else a disservice. We're doing all of the general population who just may want to get in better shape, who is intimidated by fitness and they're looking for a voice. They're looking for guidance, and you've got somebody who they vibe with on a personal level that's telling them like juice fast. And they're like, fasting is the only way to go. And you're like, come on, man. So you got this person over here starving themselves because so-and-so influencer that they want to look like says that, you know, fasting is the only way to get the results that they want. Meanwhile, the person who has the results did not get that exclusively from fasting. You know, they've trained a particular way. They've been training for decades. Okay. And this newcomer comes in and they're starving themselves. They're miserable. Their body's not looking the way that they want it. Their energy levels are lower because they were listening to you, who is so attached to this one particular style of training that it's become a detriment to the person. That's why I believe tribalism in fitness is such a problem, man. And it's so uninformed. It is so uninformed. A lot of the people, I just love it when you see somebody who is like so just like carnivore is the only way to go. I know I keep using that as an example, but that was the one that I saw just most recently. But somebody's like, y'all, carnivore is the only way to go. And they start citing all of these influencers and people who are talking about carnivore being the only way to go. And then you go look at these influencers that they're referencing and they've changed their stance on it. And now it's like you are now required to hold your ground because you've made such a spectacle of yourself. Meanwhile, you know, the information that you're citing and the person who you're referencing has already changed their stance. So the shit that you are spewing is now in conflict with the person that you're quoting. It's weird. It's weird shit. And I just think that like when you dabble in absolutes, especially in a public forum, especially on social media, like you really have to humble up when you are forced to change your mind. You know, and it's dumb shit like Apple users and Android users be wanting to get the heads with each other. It's like, man, they're both phones. Like, which one do you like more? Like, you know what I'm saying? One isn't necessarily better than the other. This one has these features. This one has these features. But people love to get into those arguments. So that's why I said, like, it's harmless when you're engaging in it. But as a fitness professional, be responsible. You got to be responsible. You know, you are, I don't even care if you got 300 followers. Like, that's 300 people. It's probably, I would say it's more like 20 or 30 people out of that 300, the way the algorithm works, that are looking at you as an expert, that are looking at you for support and help in their fitness journey. And again, it's just very irresponsible and fucking stupid to attach yourself to one line of thinking when there's value in damn near everything. There's value in almost all of these approaches to fitness. So I think that if you are going to put yourself in that position of like, this is the only way to go, this is what I do, this is my way of thinking, is alkaline diet or whatever the fuck you're pushing, right? Like, just be smart enough to be like, look, I'm not saying this is the only way to get it. I'm saying that this is my preferred way. I'm saying that I believe this is the best way. Because that's how I feel about my programming. Now, I'm not some jackass that just got into fitness last year. I've been doing this for over a decade, okay? And at the beginning, I was doing more listening than talking and seeing like, okay, this is what I agree with. This is what I disagree with, okay? This is why I agree with that. This is why I disagree with that. And over the years, as I'm forming my opinion, and I use myself as a guinea pig, I use myself as a test subject to go, okay, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try it this way. I'm going to try that. So I can give you anecdotal, okay, information about a particular style of eating or a way of training. I can tell you from firsthand experience, I've tried 90% of this shit. And, you know, I may or may not have gotten a result, you know, and the result might not have been the one that I was looking for. So I say all that to say, like, you know, we as just as consumers, right? Like, we just we love that. We love the association. We love having our like just attaching ourselves onto a movement, and especially if it's moving us in a particular direction. All I gotta say is, like, if you're going to do that, like, you know, just be responsible about it. Be smart. I'm not going to say like tribalism doesn't have its place. It's necessary. It just, dog, I just turned 40, okay? Tribalism, I've seen, when I was growing up, Sega, Super Nintendo, Genesis, Super Nintendo. Which one did you have? For some reason, you could only have one. And one, the one that you had was better than the one that you didn't have. Why was that? Well, was Sega Genesis really better than Super Nintendo? In some aspects, yes. But in other aspects, Super Nintendo was better than Sega Genesis. You know what, motherfuckers? I had both. I had both and I enjoyed both. And you'll, to this day, you'll still have people that'll say Sega is better than Nintendo and Xbox is better than PlayStation and vice versa. And it's all of these, and it creates this tribalism, and it's very good for the brand. It's very good for, you know, Sony and Microsoft and Sega and Nintendo. Like, it's great for them and the consumers. We all of a sudden have something to engage in. We have entertainment, both with the product as well as in protecting the product, but that's with video games. We're talking about health and fitness here. If you are on the consumer side, have fun with your tribalism. Enjoy it. There's nothing wrong with doing CrossFit for 6 months and then being like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm doing spin classes and I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm going to do Orange Theory and I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm going to go bodybuild, and then that leads into you doing a physique competition. Like, you as a consumer can do all of that. You as a fitness professional, you can niche down and be like, yo, I only train people for physique competitions. But the moment you say that training for a physique competition is the only way to get in the best shape of your life and is better than anything else, you have taken a step backwards. You are taking a step backwards and you're taking the fitness industry with you. All right. So that's the thought I'm going to leave you with. Whatever you enjoy, lock onto it, defend it, have fun with it. As long as you're moving your body and eating right, I'm all for it, y'all. So I hope y'all got some value out of that. It's really just my observation about tribalism, both in the context of fitness, but just as a broad concept. Like, there's value in it. I think it's fun. I think it's something that we can, you know, attach ourselves to. It creates that camaraderie. It builds community and all of that. But within the context of fitness, we just got to be careful. All right, y'all. So thank you for tapping in. Let me know, shoot me a message and let me know your preferred method of training, your preferred style of nutrition. I just want to know. And I want to know why. Like, tell me why you enjoy that. Tell me why you enjoy vegan, why you enjoy it. Is it because you're able to stick to it? You enjoy the way that you're eating? Is it because you like the health benefits? Why do you have a Peloton? Why? Like, come on. Talk to me, man. In the meantime, though, again, make sure that you hit that subscribe button. Make sure that you're following me on all of the platforms. I always love to stay in touch. Outside of that, you know what to do, man. Keep your eyes on the vision and your mind on the grind. Let's go.